for a special segment here on the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. We're joined by Patrice Dish, who is one of the real, leaders, founders of the community radio movement, active radio mutiny in Philadelphia around 96 or so. And goes around the country helping to put together a community radio station. So, Petrie, what brings you to Capital District this time?
Really excited to be here. This is one of my favorite groups of stations to work on, all the ones that are around the Capital region. And right now we're making some repairs on some of the stations. Some of you might have noticed that some of the signals have been weak lately, but hopefully by the time I go, they all should be running again. And so just doing a little bit of regular maintenance on some of these stations.
So besides apparently going everywhere to help these local community radio stations do the engineering, get on the air, you're also quite active down in Philadelphia, and I guess is a coalition or collective of eight community radio stations that you're involved with?
That's right. We have a group that we call SCRAP, which is the Swarming Community Radio All Over Philadelphia. And it's around the Philadelphia region. It includes one in Delaware and one in New Jersey. And all these stations together, what we're doing is my organization and Prometheus Radio Project. We've been trying to do some of the things to support the stations, to help them improve their quality and to make running them easier. It's a challenge for all these groups. Most of them never did radio before they got the low power FM station, and a lot of them built their radio station on bake sale money, without any real major grants or anything. So what we've been trying to do is take some of the things that are really hard for them to learn and try to just take care of them for them. For instance, I do a lot of the engineering, so, not everyone that wants to be on the radio should have to learn how to climb radio towers and, fix antennas and all that sort of thing. So that's one thing my group does for them, help them some with the management and also with some audio training. And so that's where it's a little interesting for you in the Mohawk region, because we took our idea for our training from the Hudson Mohawk News. We have a program once a week called Indie Radio Garden. And basically, it's like the greatest hits from all of the stations around the region. Everyone's invited to submit 5-minute segments, 10-minute segments sometimes of a really great interview that they had on their station, or some good local news, or someone went to a protest, or an author comes to town. So we collect those and edit them together. And it's also a really good opportunity. One of the things we really learned from Hudson Mohawk is the importance of feedback for producers and participating in something larger. Because sometimes in community radio, you have people that just like get on the air and they just talk and they actually never really listen to it again and see how good it sounded. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for your peers to listen and to give you some ideas and say, oh, well, that sounded good. This is something you could have done better next time. And so it's a way of improving and strengthening their programs back at their own stations.
Now, I don't know a lot about Philadelphia. I was there during the Democratic National Convention where Clinton was selected. And then I hang out a bit with Sherry Honkala, who does the Kensington Welfare Rights Union in Philadelphia. But, what are the type of stories that, you are getting? And particularly, here locally, of course, the Black Lives Matter movement has been big, and I imagine that's really big in Philly.
Of course, that was definitely huge in Philadelphia. And we get a lot of different stories from different stations. Some of them, they're each in different parts of the city. So, for instance, we get a lot of stories from Germantown. There's a very strong community radio station in Germantown called G-Town Radio. And with that one, some particularly interesting ones were a bunch of youth went out and did interviews with other youth about different issues. There was also a number of interviews with local business owners and how they were affected by the pandemic. We started the collaboration just about 3 weeks after the pandemic started. And so there were a lot of challenges in terms of like people being able to go out and record audio the way they normally would, and how to do interviews from remotely. So I would say the biggest focus for the first year of it has been, you know, things related to COVID. And of course, you know, Black Lives Matter when that happened in the summer. So those were some of the biggest topics that we covered.
Now, so you've been instrumental in helping to, you know, spur community radio, you know, literally all across the country. And obviously the big problem remains the increase in not only corporatization of the media, but the monopoly practices. You know, how much of an impact do you think the community radio movement, you know, is having here in the country?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, one thing that we always talk about with community radio is certainly there's an impact on listeners, but one of the biggest impact is on the participants and the people that get involved in community radio in terms of being able to learn the skills to produce media, to be able to, you know, to sort of put it out there, to have a platform to that they can work with. And there's also and also having the collaboration and the feedback of working together on making news and public affairs, as well as, you know, supporting local arts and different, you know, music and all that sort of thing. So, in this era, I think it's interesting what's happened with radio. I mean, radio, there's very little attention to it in like the discourse about it, but still 90% of Americans listen to the radio every week. And the numbers, you know, you compare it to some other things like VCRs. Like right when like DVDs came in, VCRs went bam, like down into the toilet. Radio is a very, very long, slow, you know, radio's not getting bigger, but it's getting smaller, much, much slower than all the other kinds of media. Done a lot better than TV and newspapers, in fact, in terms of its continued use. So, we see a big impact in that. Now, and we still continue to see conservative talk radio playing a huge role in elections, in terms of perpetuating these sort of baseless conspiracy theories that float around in conservative talk radio. So there's still quite a bit of impact that radio has on public dialogue, and there are definitely some things about it that I think are going to continue to appeal to people. For one thing, when you listen to the radio, nobody knows that you're listening to the radio. And nobody takes the information that you're listening to one channel or the other and turns it into like an advertisement to you for socks or mattresses, mm-hmm. or whatever. Whereas everything online, I mean, basically like everything you listen to is incredibly invasive in terms of the impact that it has on you. So one thing I still like about listening to radio is that it's anonymous in a way that we're almost forgetting that we can be today.
So we've been talking with Petri Dish, one of the real, visionaries in the community radio movement. We have just about a minute left, Petri. What would you say to people? Why should they support, and how should they support community radio?
Well, the biggest thing is to get involved. You have a fantastic opportunity here with the Hudson Mohawk News. Just about anyone can go and get trained to do interviews and do editing. And so anything that's important to you, anything that you want to share with your community, you've got an incredible resource. Well, you know, one of the best in the country right here. So, give a try to, you know, becoming a community reporter.
And that's been Petri Dish, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Of course, mediasanctuary.org